Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Jacob, what is with the look? I swear you look like some kind of drug cartel Mexican thing going on here. I don't know what. The mustache, man. I don't think I've ever seen you grown one before.
You know what, Rudy, my friend? It's a very hot summer this year, and my burly beard just, I don't think it's got what it takes to last through the summer. So I needed to tone it down a little bit.
I like it, though. Yeah. It's cool.
I can't let go of all of it. I put a lot of time and effort into it. Any guy knows if he's put the time and work into facial hair, it's harder to let go than you think.
Absolutely. I agree with that. But even better still, you guys here performing Canada's Got Talent. I want to get your thoughts on...
We thought this was Canada's Got Facial Hair.
No, different show, man.
Right. That's a surprise.
Big surprise. And you know the big surprise fans are going to be looking forward to is hearing you guys perform. Give me your thoughts on you guys being here.
This is really cool. You know, I think a show like this is a really great way to showcase some amazing, diverse Canadian talent. And it's fun for us to come and hang out. I got to meet a couple of contestants last night, and everybody seems really jazzed. We were also saying, you know, being the last show, I think everybody's kind of, you know, like we're getting to the end of it. So it's, exciting to be here. And we're stoked to be playing Beautiful. We get to do a really fun arrangement, having a couple other musician friends from East Van come and join us on stage. So, should be a treat.
Yeah. Our organ player plays the organ for the Canucks.
Are you serious? Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah.
How'd you guys pull that off?
Well, he's unfortunately out of work right now. so we were able to snag him.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, tell me something, man. Does this bring back memories for you when you did Idol?
Yeah, this time around, though, I'm hoping we win.
You think?
I think tonight we got a chance.
I think we're going to do it, bud. This is it, man.
Things are going to change for us here on out. I can feel it.
Well, I know things are going to change because I understand correctly, you guys are still touring and you got a surprise for fans, something to do with a new single.
We have a brand new single that we're going to release next week that is not on any record. It's a brand new song. We're not going to tell you what it's called just yet, but we got about a week before we release it. But we're extremely excited. It's a fantastic song and we can't wait to start.
We're actually going to be dropping hints all next week via our Twitter and on HeadleyOnline.com. So check that out. And we pretty much got home from the last bit of tour and jumped straight into the studio, so it's kind of exciting that we're pumped for people here.
Fantastic. And what about the tour? Oh, is it East Coast, West Coast? Where are you guys?
We went right across from all the way from the west to the east and then back. We ended off in Vancouver. And for this next coming bit, we're heading back out to the Maritimes. We're doing that and some Quebec City dates. So, it should be fun. If you haven't been out to see Shipwreck so far, keep an eye peeled. We'll be in a town near you soon.
Fantastic. I know we got to wrap this up because you guys have been rehearsing and getting ready for tonight's show. What advice, if you guys could have sat down with these guys, what advice would you give them? Because no matter what happens, win or lose, their futures are all going to change.
Don't trust anybody, ever.
Especially the guy with a mustache, right?
Ever a guy with a mustache.
What would you say?
Oh, man, I'd say whatever your talent is, just do it like... Do it like everybody in the world is watching because, you know, here's your opportunity. So, you know, if you're going to be if you're a ventriloquist or, you know, a dancer or whatever it is, just give it 110% and leave it all on the stage.
Fantastic. Guys, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.